There's not much about the weekly lawn and field maintenance I do that makes me nervous. Actually, I think there's really just one thing. One amazing yet harmful plant with three leaves, a furry vine, and whitish berries. Even using its two-word common name makes me feel itchy. That's right, it's the mighty poison ivy. Now, it might sound irrational to worry about a plant. It can't lunge at me ferociously or spring unexpectedly from the forest floor to bite me. But anyone who has suffered through a summer of the unsightly rash that develops from contact with the plant knows a respectful distance is warranted. The poison this remarkable native plant makes, called urushiol oil, is potent. Just one nanogram, or a billionth of a gram, can cause the trademark rash. That means that 500 people could have an itchy reaction from the amount of oil it takes to cover the head of a pin. It also means that a quarter of an ounce is all that is needed to cause a blistering rash on every person on the planet. And the oil has a long life, too. It has been known to last for decades on tools, shoes, and clothing that haven't been washed thoroughly. It's likely that colonial Marylanders learned to avoid the plant early. Captain John Smith's writings from the 1600s include North America's first published record of the plant. He originated the name poison ivy because of the plant's superficial resemblance to the English ivy he knew, even though the plant is not an ivy at all. In fact, it is part of the sumac family. Cashews and mangoes are in the same group and also contain the same irritating oil as poison ivy. Strangely, in the 400-plus years since Captain Smith's time, poison ivy has become much more prevalent in North America. Why would that be? Scientists at the University of Georgia found that poison ivy's growth and potency has doubled just since the 1960s. They believe it's because poison ivy is particularly sensitive to CO2 levels. The more CO2 we dump into the air, the mightier poison ivy becomes. Plus, all of our development has created what's called edge effects, enabling poison ivy to form vast, lush colonies in the areas formed between undeveloped land and fertile grassy lawns. So why, when I find this potent, poisonous greenery, do I let it flourish? Because poison ivy is a powerhouse plant with lots of natural value. Since poison ivy absorbs so much of our CO2, it is actually helping to combat climate change. Plus, several moth species use poison ivy to protect and shelter their larvae while they pupate. Deer browse on the foliage. Bears eat the waxy, grayish, white berry-like fruits that are just ripening now in our listening area. More than 60 bird species, including all of Maryland's game birds and many songbirds, eat those fruits too. And some species, like the northern cardinal and American goldfinch, use the plant's thread-like vine hairs to build their nests. Cottontail rabbits feed on the twigs and bark, and yellowish-white flowers are frequented by our local honeybees. Only humans can get a rash from coming in contact with poison ivy, so I like to think of it as a warrior plant and a protector species. Poison ivy boldly says, "Do not step here." It protects nature from us, in a way, and allows animals to flourish without as much of our interaction. In view of poison ivy's wildlife benefits and incidental killing of other nearby plants when chemical sprays are used to control it, poison ivy is best left be in our natural areas. So when you're out doing your own lawn and field work, be wary and respectful of poison ivy. Give it a wide berth and let it grow tall. Want some more tips on identifying the mighty poison ivy? Visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.